You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, and with my co-host, Keelan Harvey, right here on 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, May 12th show. Bringing into studio each week the best of the best experts in our local market on everything regarding your money. We're here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions that you have or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. You can call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, first time in studio, Deanna Fulton with Deanna Fulton Realty Group. We're going to be talking about marketing, pricing, and listing strategies. Deanna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here, Tina.
And a little bit about Deanna. Deanna is a compassionate fire starter, a retired marketing and event consultant receiving 4 separate professional awards in real estate. Deanna has been an investor and more recently a broker with Metropolitan Seattle and on the Greater East Side. In 2015, she received Broker of the Year with Best Choice Realty, and she has a 5-star rating on both Zillow and Yelp.
Deanna, what's the difference between for sale by owner and having an agent represent you? Why use an agent, Deanna?
That is the million-dollar question, frankly, Keelan. There are a lot of people out there who are very well-educated, very independent, and certainly this is their investment. It's their biggest investment. So they really think that making the maximum amount of money out of that investment when they sell it is very important. And so that consideration of FSBO, for sale by owner, versus hiring an agent is definitely a conversation over the Cheerios. They really need to think about the results of that. When I go in to meet with a client and they're considering being a for sale by owner or being in that situation of hiring an agent, I usually hand them a punch list of 200 to 300 different items that I am going to take care of for them as an agent and say, here you go. This is what, if you're going to go DIY, this is what you need.
Yeah.
And it's being transparent, you know.
What I always say too, just we talk about this during the burn is, you know, have a one sheet where you list one sheet, not being necessarily one sheet, could be 5 sheets, but bullet point list of the 105, but you're saying over 300. I mean, there are so many steps in the process that have to be navigated through, and not knowing what in that space and an expert in that space. So choosing an agent and is critically important to have the best representation that you possibly can, especially in this environment. So how do you advise when consulting with your clients in choosing an agent?
Mm-hmm. You know, Holly did a great job of having a single phrase answer, and I really feel the same way with this particular question.
Mm-hmm.
When you're picking an agent, you have to be intentional.
Yeah.
You have to know what your end goal is. Otherwise, you don't even know what success is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And knowing that end goal and knowing that agent understands how to navigate through that end goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with something so important as your largest asset, how do you know if an agent can add value to the decision-making and selling strategies?
Right. Well, first of all, it's the rapport. There absolutely is a piece of speed dating almost when you meet an agent for the first time and you feel very pressured to make a decision quickly. You know, will we have a second date? Will they represent as well? And so you go online to see what their reputation is socially. You talk to friends. And that's why you see a predominance of agents and brokers being hired by referral. And it really is a social endorsement.
So, Deanna, let's talk about custom strategy. What would a custom strategy look like?
I love custom strategy. I really do.
It sounds beautiful, custom strategy.
It really does, but it's actually a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
And when you walk into a home or you meet someone for the first time, if you look at that person and say, you're not unique, you're starting the conversation at the wrong spot.
Yes, yeah.
Each home is unique. Each person is unique. Each goal is unique. Mm-hmm. And you want to customize it from that. And a lot of real estate brokers are trained, here is the punch list. Here's what you need to do. And really, it's the point of saying, okay, well, here's the punch list. You guys can read about this in the newspaper. You can find this top five tips online. But what is important to you? What is your goal? What is your timing? What are the other things in life that are pulling on you? Because this is a really stressful adventure. And when you have a non-custom conversation, you don't know. You just don't know what they really need. If they have a wedding going on simultaneously, or a health issue, or a life transition of some sort, that is absolutely 200% pulling on their time.
Yeah, so having that, showcasing that home's very uniqueness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could understand. There's a lot of different angles when it comes to such an important decision. So you're smart to really think about the bigger picture. And speaking of custom strategy, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Deanna Fulton Realty Group?
Well, I pushed back hard on that. Really, I mean, when I meet with a client, I absolutely feel like it's about them. And so having my name out in front never really felt like the way to go. But I do have, with the referrals that are coming in, people are saying, will you work with that person directly? And will you be the one that treats them with compassion or care? This is someone that's important to me. So it's really what the client is saying is driving the Deanna Fulton Realty Group. Additionally, there's a parallel brand that is bubbling up right now called Evoke the Village. And it's literally about a very kind of a humorous moment where I said, sent a thank you note and said, oh, thank you. You know, it takes a village to get something done. And in real estate, in lending, in any of our industries, it absolutely takes a village. There's up to 15 people involved getting you to close on one home.
Yes. 15 people at a high level doing a lot of stuff. Absolutely. Well, and I always say that, I mean, really what it takes to connect your clients to you, because you know that you're the best to be able to service them, at not the best, and I mean, there's a lot of great people in the industry, but the reality is there's a small percentage that really have the passion, have the work ethic, have the knowledge to do that. So you're being a disservice if you can't attract clients to in whatever way that that is best for that. So I love the Deanna Fulton Realty Group. So what do you mean by life transitions? Because I know that life transitions has a warm and fuzzy connection for you.
It's warm and fuzzy, and it's the heavy-hearted. Basically, it feels like life transitions are happening for all of us.
Yes.
And they can be, you know, they can be the beautiful nuances of a new baby, of a wedding, of, I mean, really positive things. But
turning
we all,
50, that's
turning
positive.
50, yeah. A decader, right
there. I just
there.
50.
Hey, congratulations,
you
did it. And that's it. It's like a lot of 50-year-olds have aging parents.
Yes.
So they, not unlike, you know, most parents, they have that collection that they think is going to be dedicated as a legacy gift to their children. And their children say, no way, I do not want the glass figurines, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
And they have the blue carpet and the same paint, because there was a remodel in the 1980s, and it's still new. So how does that put their best foot forward in the market? And so the life transition is, wow, they're moving out of the home they've been in for 50 years.
Yes.
And where are they going next? How much stress is that causing the children, maybe, that are supporting them? Additionally, how much stress is on them? Because that is a major transition. And real estate walks in and interrupts every ounce of flow in your home.
Yes.
So making that decision around the life transition, but also how to be heartful. And the group of right-hearted or kind-hearted individuals that are very professional that I'm attracting into the Deanna Fulton Realty Group really has to do with how do we support what they need. And maybe it's a slower process, you know, and real estate doesn't slow down for anyone. So you really have to plan ahead and get that production schedule for their life.
Deanna, it sounds like you really care about your customers, and that's really important. I mean, I know we care about ours too, and you know, there's a huge responsibility that comes with that. So how does that responsibility fit into custom strategy?
You know, it's really about clarity and comfort and the responsibility of bring your best game, be your best human, but at the same time, you know, my license is held by the state. I have certain things when we're talking about the legalities and laws. You have certain templates that you're working with. You are not an attorney, and yet you are having people sign legally binding documents. And so making sure that you're doing it with the right timing, the custom strategy, you know, oh, I need to close on this other home in this, at the same time, or gosh, I'm financially right next to the edge. You know, those are things mm-hmm. that no one wants to share. There's a lot of pride around those, I don't want to call them secrets, but they're difficult things to talk about at hello.
Well, and that's why you have the best mortgage consultants right here, because we have that conversation and then we obviously share it with them. And what I always tell clients when we're doing financing is I'm going to go ahead and include Deanna on the communication so she knows exactly what's going on. And they're like, oh, yeah, include Deanna. So we can smooth that process for you, Deanna.
See, it takes a village.
It takes a village, exactly. So our listeners love stories. And so can you share with our listeners just a success story that you've had recently?
Certainly. You know, with success stories, it's never as much fun for me to share a success story mm-hmm. as having the client do it.
Of course.
So, you know, it's amazing when they take the time to tell the story or mm-hmm. write the story. So I try to post as many of those as I possibly can online. Uh-huh. Please go out and look. Those are the client stories, not mine.
Yes.
The most recent one I had was we were driving down the road. I had clients that were relocating from out of state in, and they said, absolutely stressful.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they go, HGTV, send us the list of homes we'll be looking at by the time we get off the plane.
Oh, no.
Great. Okay. So they have six homes that match their criteria. Uh-huh. They get off the plane. There's one left.
Oh.
One left.
Oh, no.
And I said, don't worry about it. The one that is meant for you has remained. And they said, oh, you are stressing us out. We do not want to let you down. Don't worry about it. You'll know it. If you walk into this house, uh-huh. you'll know it. The house will wrap its arms around you if it is your home.
Uh-huh.
We drove down. They looked at the house. The guy's eyes just got so wide. They walked right in. We were not there for 60 seconds. He walked out on the deck and said, this is my home.
Mm.
This is my new home. And then things just kept falling into place. Just time and time again.
Great,
so
great success story.
Great success story. Yeah. Words like miracle, magic. I'm like, really?
Yeah. You
okay.
never know. It's for them know. To
Absolutely.
See if that home is falling in love with them. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So you found your dream home. So, and it's the story of the industry right now. You get all these multiple offers. So how are you helping buyers win in those scenarios?
You know, a small percentage of my business is with buyers. And that was a success story that I shared with you, which, I mean, that was obviously a buyer. But when you look at the affordable housing types of situations, you're really having to move forward with clients that not only know what they want, but they're prepared.
Yes.
You know, they are absolutely prepared. They know what their earnest money is, their down payment. If they're getting a loan, you have to do expectation setting around, well, you're coming in a weaker position, there are three cash offers. And so it's really about setting expectations that are realistic and then having people not check their dreams at the door.
Yeah.
So really it's a 1-2 in that scenario. Acknowledging it.
So you kind of just answered our last question, which is, you know, the biggest mistake that you're seeing buyers make. And I, you know, I'd imagine listening to that answer, it's really not being prepared, not being ready to go in with their best offer. What else can you think of is, you know, buyers that are the biggest mistake that they're making. And I say the biggest mistake is that, you know, when they're giving up, what's causing them to give up and not stay with the fight and wait to get a home?
Mm-hmm. And that really runs in parallel to what Randy was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a trend where buyers will go out and they will have an agent that is not preparing them, first of all. And so you may have anywhere from 5 to 20 offers coming in on any particular listing, huge numbers. So when you see a sloppy offer, It's not being put together and structured correctly,
mm-hmm.
or it's not well thought out for timing what the seller is wanting. You really need to be asking pertinent questions up front of the listing agent and then following through and matching that up with the timeline and expectations of the buyer.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. Yeah, crazy market out there. Deanna, I just want to thank you so much for coming in, first time in studio.
Thank you, Deanna, for coming in. It's so nice. And I love your input and your take.
Thank you, Keelan. Thank you, Tina. Appreciate it.
And this is your host, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Look forward to speaking with all of you next week. Same time, same place, right here at 1150 AM KKNW.